Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.
Ready for a nap now.
Well, we could put you 6 foot under and you could nap for eternity, Kim.
I mean, at this point, I've not slept hardly at all in the last 3 or 4 nights. So,
well, that would give you a long nap.
You hear that, viewers? Let's all pray for thoughts.
Circle of prayer.
Tots and pears. Tots and pears.
Tots and pears?
Yeah.
No, I want a tot.
I had some of them the other day.
Oh, God.
Holy shit. What the hell?
Better not have no chemical warfare in there.
Just sniff real big when you open it. Supposed to read it when you see it.
Okay.
And then show our listeners.
It is a pair of feet hanging out from underneath a white sheet. It has a toe tag on it.
Mm-hmm.
This says Crime Con and it says tag, you're it. And I can't
see.
Oh,
perfect.
I can't see if you can see it on the thing there.
Yeah.
I can't see it.
You're next. It's like the bridal bouquet.
You're going to Crime Con, bitch. Okay.
You dropped the sticker.
I did.
Yeah, there was a sticker inside of it, but you dropped it.
I didn't see that. Hang on, I'll buy it. I'll get it.
I've met cadavers with quicker reflexes.
No kidding.
You got a little sticker.
It's just a little reminder that you're going to be going to Crime Con next year.
And I'll actually be a creator, too.
I know. You'll get a little creator badge.
That is actually really cute. Where did you get the card?
Crime Con.
Obviously.
They gave it to me.
So you're like, oh, I'm going to give this to Kim.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought of you, Kim, from my heart to your heart.
He saw the toe tag and was like,
I did.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
You know what would make me so.
If this was Kim.
Happy. Yeah. I saw that card and I thought, oh, that's a dead person. That reminds me of Kim.
Honey, what's the one was she up to?
Mm-hmm.
How's your cold?
I wish she'd go away. It's driving me crazy.
You're driving me crazy. Do you guys want me to tell you the news I got?
Yes, we want the tea.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you remember when I was in Florida a long time ago, back in June?
Yeah.
And I was so excited because I was seeing those rockets being lifted up. And I was so excited because they had those astronauts that were going to go up to space. And I thought, I'm going to be able to see those astronauts getting shuttled up to the International Space Station.
Yeah.
But then they kept like postponing it.
Mm-hmm.
But then finally they put them up there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you knew that. They finally got them up there.
Oh, good.
Well, they were supposed to be like, it's been a shit show, you know, because the whole thing was put on by the shuttle that was made by Boeing, but there were so many issues with the shuttle. Same company that makes airplanes, but the bolts, you know, are all faulty. But anyway, I have a little update for us. And I've been saving this update, and thankfully, Boeing can't get their shit together. So even today, there are still new updates coming out.
Oh, good.
So those astronauts were supposed to go up there to the International Space Station, and they were supposed to be up there for a week just to check out things, make sure everything's going okay.
Oh, my God. How long have they been up there?
They've been up there for 49 days.
Oh, Jesus. God.
I did not bring enough underwear.
I know. Now, when they get up there, they're supposed to be up there for a week. But NASA was able to extend it, and they're like, okay, you know, we know things went wrong on the flight up there.
No kidding.
Like, during the flight, the shuttle thing started like malfunctioning. Things weren't going right. And I couldn't find like in terms, like plain terms, what all went wrong. But evidently some stuff didn't go right. But they won't let them leave yet. So they've been up there now from today, from when we're recording this, 49 days.
Jeez.
I would be so mad.
I know. There's two astronauts up there, a man and a woman. And I would be so irate. Like, I'd be so mad. What was that?
Oh, it's a little
God, Josh.
I thought it was a spider. I saw something black drop real fast. You know, I was like, it's a spider.
I thought it was something that might have just fallen off of the mic or something.
What was it?
But it's this little piece of thing. But Josh goes, oh. And I thought he saw like a spider or a snake. And then that made I feel like I had a panic attack.
Well, what's funny is I'm not even afraid of spiders, God. But I did that because I was like, oh no, he's about ready to flip.
You poor guy.
Startled me. Just came out of nowhere.
You! How'd Shane die? A little piece of the mic fell on him. I don't know.
It was a spider.
But anyway, so NASA extended their trip. They got approval for 45 days, right? So they've gone beyond that 45 days. Their stay on the International Space Station has now been extended indefinitely. Which means they don't know when they're going to come back yet.
Oh, God.
So how are they going to eat?
Okay, so I don't know if you know this, but I mean, they have plenty of food for a while.
Okay.
You know, because astronauts have like the stuff that's been like, I can't remember the actual terms like for deep, it.
Freeze-dried.
Yeah. Have you guys ever had it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely horrid.
Oh, yeah.
Like the liquid in your mouth is supposed to like, oh my God, I can't stand it. Bless their hearts. I don't know how they spent 49 days with that crap. But they also don't have gravity. Like, that's a lot of time to, like, you know, be up doing crap.
They'll have a lot of problems when they
especially
come back.
Especially when you were only planning on being there for 6 or 7 days, you know.
Hope but they got a good babysitter they trust.
But then to also, like, hear, so you can't come back yet. We don't know when you can come back. And then also, like, how upset would your family be?
Right.
That you don't know when your loved one's going to come back home.
It'll probably be when they send another ship up, whenever that will be.
Right. Well, and it might, I mean, we might have to call the Russians and be like, hey, when you go back up there.
You can just bring them back down.
Could you bring us back?
I know we're not on great terms, but we can't get our shit together to get Boeing to get that shuttle working.
That's all.
So Boeing, you know, had all those issues getting that stupid shuttle up in the air. Well, now Boeing and NASA have been trying to troubleshoot the thrusters to figure out what went wrong during the trip up there before they'll allow them to come back.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't know how long it's going to be. I just can't imagine.
Oh, my God. For a week.
I know.
That sounds like a worst 49 days, though, you could ever think of.
Just sitting up there. I mean, I would be so watching. Mad.
Well, I mean, they probably have like, I know astronauts, there's never any downtime. If you're awake, it's just constant like,
right.
Oh, I have to check this. I have to repair this. I have to, you know, contact them about this bull crap. Or
right.
I just, especially when you're planning for just a week.
Right.
Ooh, no, thank you.
No kidding. I mean, 49 right. days.
I feel bad for him.
I would only go to space if it was in an alien spaceship because, you know, that one has gravity. Hopefully it has some snacks. Some that's nice right. little, like a bathroom situation, not just pooping in your suit.
I guess what's hard for me to wrap my head around is like 50 days. You know, like if I go on vacation or if I go anywhere or if I go on a work trip, I might be gone for a week.
Yeah.
If I
and
have
that seems
to,
like forever.
Yeah. Maybe I'll be gone maximum 2 weeks. 50 days
right.
away from my home.
Even a place you like love to be after 50 days away from home, you'd be like I'm ready to.
I would sue. I mean, I'm sure they've signed a waiver and they can't.
Right.
I'm sure.
But oh my God. Ooh. Like NASA, Boeing,
Kim, what are shit you together. Doing?
Kim would have done, gone through all her yarn she brought.
I know.
Oh my God, I would be so pissed.
I brought two skeins of yarn. I was gonna make the first crocheted blanket skeins, in space.
Please. I went through like six or seven when we went to Texas.
She'd be making her own clothes up there. Don't worry, guys. We might be up here for another 2 weeks, but I'll make
I'll make
new
us all
clothes.
Underwear.
We'll have plenty of draws. Oh, mm-hmm.
She just have that stuff floating. It'd be wonderful. It would be lovely.
You said you was cold. Here's some socks. Mama Kim.
Hey, I got him. Take care of the boys because they can't take care of themselves.
That'd be rough. All I know is if I was up there, them other male astronauts better. They'd need to keep an eye out. I'd get consent first.
Don't drop the soap.
They bend over. How you doing?
Well, the thing is, I mean, there's only two of them up there, you know. Just one guy.
You said
and
it's
one
a
lady.
Man and a woman.
Yeah.
If I was her, I'd come back pregnant.
Shit, I was about ready to say she's going to come back pregnant.
I would. That'd be a cool story. My baby was conceived in space.
I'm pretty sure they're older.
Oh. They probably do that on purpose, too.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
You can only go if you can't reproduce. You don't want no loose.
No astronaut babies.
Yeah.
Could you imagine, though, getting pregnant while they were up there and they still couldn't come home and you'd have to deliver the baby there and.
Zero gravity intercourse.
Deliver the baby. They'll be up there for 9 months. I mean, at the rate Boeing's going.
They said indefinitely.
Yeah, they said indefinitely.
We'll find out. Like that one movie, they'll be eating potatoes they grew in their own shit.
Well, I liked also that, like, the NASA spokesperson, I read this quote from them, and they're like, you know, of course, they're not happy to be up there. They would rather be home.
Well, duh.
But if they have to be up there for another 5 to 10 to 12 days or something, you know, and I'm like, boy, 5 to 12 days, that's a big window. I'm like, you
half
are
a month.
Spending that. Oh, my gosh. I just feel like, I don't know, like just 50 days, though, that's a long time. I mean, they've been up there for more than a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd be so
and
bored.
It's also weird to me that more people just aren't aware of it. Like that there are astronauts stranded.
Oh my gosh.
On the International Space Station.
Space Force.
And then on the flip side of the pregnancy thing, on the flip side.
Kim's still on this.
Well, what if she has her female cycle while she's up there? And she drives him crazy.
Josh, I can tell that Kim likes to listen to smut books.
Oh yeah. On the female cycle.
On the International Space
Station. What if she's in her heat?
All there was in the entire space was one man and one woman.
Their loins were on fire.
It was real late.
We get into the car to go get lunch and my
that
book.
That KY jelly just floats in the air and all of a sudden he grabbed it and it was just them.
The book I was
Katie
reading was
and Tony.
Was showing and they're like, what are you reading, smut? And I'm like, oh yeah, that's a pretty smutty book.
Mm-hmm. We'll call it all the way Consent Among the Stars.
Oh my God.
Awful.
Just horrible. Me and you, Katie. Just me and you.
Let's repopulate.
That's what Kim's going to think about when she's listening to our smut book on the way home.
They ruined this for me. God dang it.
That's exactly what it is.
Those two astronauts in space.
No, that's one thing I'm like, our planet has enough problems that we could be fixing. I have no interest in outer space. It's pretty to look at, but I'm like, it is cold. You can't breathe up there. There's right. Like, everything's going a lot faster than you realize it is. So, like,
a minor really problem, you're dead.
Yeah.
Definitely.
You
not
might get stranded for 50 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or indefinitely.
It's not like a side of the road type of stranded right. Where you can walk somewhere.
Or call AAA.
Oh, just next time we get a ship up there, AAA. Hopefully they'll be good people and bring you back down.
Might have to call our mortal enemies and,
yeah.
Let you jump on their ship.
That's so sad.
Get taken to their country.
You can help but
I'll
feel
stay,
bad
I'll
for
stay
them.
Up here.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, if they had to come back with the Russians, they'll probably go to prison.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
Tell us what you know.
They were spies.
Yeah.
That's what they'll do.
Well, they spend that Space Force. Ain't that what our tax dollars are paying for them? They have uniforms.
You're not supposed to remember.
We saw that Space Force.
I know. Why don't they send that pin up there?
Yeah, I know.
I bet that would help.
Official pin they signed.
No kidding.
Hey, I am excited. We are going to have our first female president, and I am so excited.
I know.
I hope so.
I'm so excited. Your universe is what you put out into it. So say that it is, and it shall be so.
I have no doubt that she's going to be the next president.
Oh, yeah.
There you go, Kim.
It'll be so nice to have a full-bodied, abled, competent.
Mm-hmm. It's going to take a woman to fix everything that all these
men... That won't
men
be in their 80s.
Let's clean house. Yeah,
that's what she'll do.
How old is she?
Do you know?
50s.
Yeah. Is she in her 50s? Mm-hmm.
She looks younger than me.
Oh, yeah. She looks very good for 50. We're not going to talk about age, okay?
Well, I love that. I just love, though, that there are still a lot of people, like there are still a good amount of people who are against women in power. And that includes the workforce.
So sad.
I know. Isn't that sad, though?
It is very
sad. I never understood it. Oh. But again, we were raised by, you know, a strong-willed and minded woman who there wasn't anything where she was like, oh, no, I can't do that. I'm a woman.
Sure.
It was, if she wanted to do it, she was going to figure out a way to do it. There wasn't, that's a man's thing. Nope. Mm-hmm. I asked somebody and they didn't do it, so I'm going to figure it out myself.
Right.
How do you think I went all these years with no man? I'm an independent woman. I do what I want.
They all said no, Kim. That's how you went all those years.
They saw you and took off running. Right. Me.
Thanks.
They knew you weren't going to run after them. That's how that worked out, Kim.
Maybe if you just blink a little more. I found that.
And smile.
Guys think that you do not tell a woman to smile more. I can tell her. You can't. You're straight.
No, she has that resting bitch face.
I have it.
That's what I'm saying.
Hold your eyebrows up a little bit. Then you do it too much and you get accused of being a tease.
I was going to say, I get wrinkles, more wrinkles than what I have if I keep my eyes up.
Just blink more. It confuses them. Wrong with her?
You like this blue?
I would just think Kim has dry eyes. You got pink eye?
She has inferior genetics. Can't go in.
There's a darker blue, a navy that goes after this.
I have a white.
And then they'll start all over again.
That is pretty.
It's a very nice arrowhead looking pattern.
Mm-hmm. Told you it was Native American inspired. Well, this isn't the original one that I was going to do, but I can't figure it out. I can't figure out how to do it. So I found this one and I was like, oh, I really like this one too.
Party.
You're such a girl.
And I can still use the same colors that I was going to use in the other.
Well, there you go.
And this one, you don't hide all of the
strings. I was going to say, I'd like it better with the...
Yeah, it'll have all of the fringe on it. It'll have all of it. You don't have to waste your time. I love
tassels on blankets, curtains, and my titties. They're fun!
It took a second to sink
in. Getting one going the one direction, the other going. Learned that from Elvira. Watched her on the boob tube.
Have you put nipple tassels on before?
Yeah.
Once, have you, Kim?
No.
The first time, just for fun. They look so much fun. It's like guys when they come out of the shower and they're like, look at my meat propeller.
My meat propeller.
I'm like, stop that. Get over here.
My ex-husband thought that was so funny every time he'd get out of the shower. And I'm like,
I bet if women could be men for a day, they'd be like, oh, wow, they really get some air on this. Unless they're little gherkin.
I do not think if I was a male that I would do that.
I bet.
Kim would still be in the bathroom. Just giggling.
No.
10 hours later.
Kim. 10 hours later.
Gotta go blind.
Your face are ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Bless her.
What do you guys got going on this weekend?
Well, I'm going to that Legally Blonde musical.
Oh, yeah.
What about you?
What else? What else are you doing?
I don't know yet.
That it?
So far. I feel like there's something else, but I can't remember what it is.
Let's see. Tomorrow's Friday night. What am I doing Friday?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I have anything going on tomorrow night, unless Dave and I decide to do the movie tomorrow instead of Sunday. And Saturday, I have to go pick Emily up at the airport. She's going to ride back to Virginia with her best friend because she has a little one. So it's a little kind of hard to drive that far with a little one. And then she's going to stay the night and she's going to fly back on Saturday. I'm going to go pick her up at the airport on Saturday and go home for a while. And then out at the Muncie Dragway, they have the Night of Fire. So they have a jet semi and a bunch of other cool car shit. And I think we're going to go to that Saturday night.
You're so butch.
We went to those so many times.
Everyone, I love when going. We lived there. Everyone, I remember even as teenagers, people try to get me to go. And I'm like, you want me to do what?
Yeah.
It's got a jet engine on it. That sounds loud and horrible.
It is right. Very, very loud, but it is really cool to see. Really cool to see. They take, because it sits on, you know, a highway, and there's cops that shut the highway down when this jet semi is getting ready to go, because the flames out the back of it will go clear across the highway.
Oh my God.
Because the starting line's right up against the highway. And there's billboards and stuff behind it, you know, advertising things. They burn it down every year. They have
there's
to
a hole in the ozone, but they're like, you know what we should do? We should put a jet on a
climate change.
Is really
news.
Cool.
Yeah.
It is real cool. I mean, I like car things, so.
That's one thing. I'm glad I was gay. Grew up in Indiana, but I'm still too gay for shit like that. I went to the races a few times in Anderson when we were teenagers.
I haven't been there in years.
But only because I knew there would be one of those giant sandwiches for us when we got there. It was like in one of the boxes they had there, so we didn't have to sit on like the splintery wooden benches they had. But even as a kid, it was like, this is it. They just drive in a circle, and then buses come and drive in a figure eight and crash into each other. I'm like, what in the, like, that was me as a little girl clutching my pearls. Right. Like, oh no.
With my ex-husband, he was into all that car stuff. So we always went to that stuff. So it's just kind of natural for me to go because I went ever since I was a teenager.
Some of the cars are really pretty. Like, I like going to like old car shows.
Yeah, I love car shows too.
See, like, and to see the excitement the people who restored them get, like, it's a piece of artwork.
It
and
is.
I'm like, it's like going to an art museum.
And thousands and thousands of dollars is what they put into these cars.
The passion.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you invite your ex-husband to the Night of Fire?
Put him right behind the semi. This is your chair.
That's where I'd put him.
No, you got to duct tape you in it. It's,
oh, you're cold?
I'll get you.
You won't be here for long.
Ham and large marred.
He's actually been doing pretty well, helping Emily with the doing things with the house. And
that's nice of him.
Yeah, he even bought them a cordless screwdriver the other day.
I bet Marge hates it.
She calls me and she says, Mom, guess what Dad just called me and told me? And I'm like, what? She said, he bought us a cordless screwdriver. And I said, he did what?
Oh.
How about that?
You don't say.
Did you have to give him any favors for that cordless screwdriver, Kim?
Hell would freeze over before that would ever happen.
Now that sounds like they want an easy favor. 30 seconds and...
Yes.
Well, that was simple. Mm-hmm. I was going to bake you a pie, but this took a lot less time.
He has a brother that we've not spoke to in many, many years. Well, actually, I can't say. The last time I spoke to him was when Amber passed away. He showed up at our house, at my house, and I talked to him then. But other than that, It was before we had kids that we had talked to him, because he's not a nice guy. And every time I see my ex-husband, I think, oh my God, you look more and more like him all the time. Every time I see him, he looks more like him.
That's funny.
I'm going to relax this weekend because we're leaving. They're picking me up Monday morning to go camping.
I'm just I thought you were going over the weekend.
No, just so with everybody, I'm going with their schedule. It was those one people have like band practice every week at a certain time, and they don't like to skip it. So we're like, let's just do. And where we're going, we figured it's the end of the season, school starting. Let's go on a weekday. There'll be
less people there. Yeah.
You know how we always plan around, when will there be the least amount of people?
I mean, that's what we really look at when we go to Tennessee now, because the weekends are so busy. And I mean, the weekdays aren't that much better, but they are better.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we always try to go through the week.
When we went in October, like that was so nice. It was so dead when we went.
It was through the week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because normally, like, it's just asses to elbows, bumper
especially
to bumper traffic
during the fall,
the whole entire time. And it just, I hate somewhere that's like, oh, this is a mile down the road, but it's going to take 40 minutes in the car to get there. I lose patience quickly with that.
Right.
When we went with my mom this year, it was pretty busy for being a week. Through the week, we went to Cades Cove, and there was a lot of people in Cades Cove.
Mm-hmm.
We were kind of backed up for a while.
Any critter, people stop and cause a traffic jam.
Yeah, the only thing that we seen was some wild turkey, I think. We were going to do it the day after that we actually did it. But during the day, we're like, hey, let's just go ahead and go. Because we were going to go to Townsend anyway, which is close to the entrance. And so we're like, we'll just go ahead and go. So it was later in the afternoon. Usually the best time to catch the critters is in the mornings.
Mm-hmm.
Either in the mornings or in the late afternoon.
I've seen a bear every time I've been to Cades Cove. I'd like to hike there sometime. I've done it just a little bit, but then again, after that Appalachian tale of the little boy that disappeared, I'm like, maybe I don't.
I think it was the last time that Shane and I went, just the two of us. We had gone and we seen like
at least wildlife.
5 or 6 cubs and quite a few adult bears and mamas, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. So there was a bunch of cubs. There was one tree that had 3 cubs and a mama. And yeah, we seen a lot of them that time. But it's funny because when I was a kid, because we went down there ever since I was young. I think I was like 5 or 6 the first time we went down there.
200 years, Kim.
Yeah, pretty much.
Cades Cove.
And we never seen bear for a long time. I was probably a teenager. No, it was when I was with my ex-husband. So I might have been in my early 20s, late teens, early 20s. This is the first time I ever seen a bear that wasn't in captivity. And then we never seen any for a long time. But the last probably 10 years or so, we see them just about every time we go down now.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's more developed now since then. So it kind of corrals them into, oh, we know this is a safe space.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I mean, Cades Cove is huge. It's gorgeous.
I love Cades Cove. My favorite place in the world.
Mm-hmm. It's one of mine. It just, I don't know, the air itself is sweeter there. It's so just.
And Emily is not. She's been through it 100 times, you know. And,
right.
You know, she's a young kid, too. And they go through something once. They don't want to do it again. Me, on the other hand, I could go down there and go to Cades Cove every stinking day, and I would be happy.
I could sit at that little town they have and watch the mill wheel go round and round for hours and giggle each time. Look at it.
Yeah. It's my favorite place.
I bought cornmeal that last time we went there. Mill sells like flour and different stuff. I was like, ooh, real grits. Yes, please.
The big mill in Pigeon Forge, they redone that.
I saw that
because
it looks flooded or something. Crazy.
Looks a lot better.
Yeah, I like the island too. Mm-hmm. We need to go to Gatlinburg sometime.
Right.
Yeah, all this talking about Gatlinburg, I really want to go.
It's nice.
Hey, you're the most recent person who's been.
Yeah.
Went in June. not near long enough. We were only there for 3 days, but
well, what's your
mystery
today?
A tease. It's always just a tease to go on, you know, over a weekend, because that's what we went, was just a long weekend.
A tease, right, and tickle.
Yeah, so
I don't know. Well, quit hooking and what's your...
Dadgummit.
Quit hooking and give us your mystery.
Want it?
She wrote it weeks ago. Let's see if it's she new remembers. To her.
See if I remember it.
Right.
Have you guys ever heard of the Georgia Guidestones?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, they're called the America's Stonehenge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I knew that there was a place that was named like that, mm-hmm, but I never really knew a lot about it. So that's what we're going to talk about today.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So, I got to remember.
Give it to me, Barry.
I'm trying. I'm trying.
Anticipation.
So today we're going to dive into the mysterious and controversial story of the Georgia Guidestones, a monument that stood in Elbert County, Georgia, from 1980 until its dramatic destruction in 2022.
Oh.
I didn't realize that it was so close that I'm not even sure that I realized that it wasn't there anymore.
I didn't mean that yet. Especially, I mean, just a few years ago.
Yeah, it's just a few years ago. So often referred to as America's Stonehenge, this granite structure has fascinated and perplexed people for decades. So we're going to talk about it a little bit today. So it begins in June of 1979 when a man with a pseudonym name of Robert C. Christian approached the Elberton Granite Finishing Company. He claimed to be representing a small group of loyal Americans who were planning this monument for 20 years.
Oh.
And I don't know that I believe that. I mean,
sounds like a white guy who has a cult.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really does sound
like. Aren't most of them? Right.
So the vision for these stones was to serve as a guide for humanity after a potential social, nuclear, or economical calamity. He wanted them to function as a compass or a calendar or a clock compatible with withstanding catastrophic events. So he's wanting them, if something very bad happened and a lot of the population was wiped out, he wanted them to kind of serve as a guideline.
Guide.
Yeah, a guidelines, yeah, on how to move on with humanity.
Yeah. How much did they cost?
I don't know that it actually said how much it cost.
I mean, I can't imagine they would have been cheap. They were pretty big.
Originally, he went to that granite finishing company to talk about how much granite he would need and how much. They did finally struck a deal. And then on March 22nd, 1980, they were revealed in front of about 200 to 300 people. Congressman Doug Bernard led the ceremony. The structure consists of 6 granite slabs. So it has like a big pillar in the middle, and then it has a square of granite on the top of it. And then each slab, it looks kind of like a tablet. Each slab kind of rests on that upper slab of granite, and then it just goes to the ground. So it just kind of looks like you can go like this, you know, like you could change them from side to side. It's really interesting looking.
I've seen pictures of them.
Mm-hmm. And it stood 19 feet, 3 inches tall, and it weighed over 119 tons.
Jesus.
Yeah, they were quite big. They were inscribed with 10 guidelines in 8 languages. And they were...
But not in English.
They were inscribed with 10 guidelines with 8 languages aimed at guiding humanity in the aftermath of a global disaster. Despite the noble intentions behind the project, the Guidestones immediately sparked controversy. Some locals were referring to them as the devil's work.
Oh, Jesus.
I know.
That ain't what the Bible says. We can't have it. It is Georgia.
Now, from the beginning, the Georgia Guidestones attracted a significant amount of controversy and conspiracy theories. Some people believe that the monuments were constructed for Satanism or occult groups. A local minister warned that occult rituals and sacrifices would be made at that site.
Oh, God.
I know, right? And then over the years...
Zero to 60, really?
No, I know. Over the years, the guidelines were defaced multiple times with graffiti, including phrases like, death to the new world, and I am Isis, goddess of love.
Good God.
Eventually, security cameras were eventually installed to monitor the site. And in 2014, the Federal Bureau of Investigation was even contacted after another vandalism incident. So they were even brought in trying to figure out who it was that had done that.
That's why we can't have nice things.
Right.
I can just see that, like, oh, you know, I'm going to make this my contribution to the world. Yeah, that way,
do
in case anything
nice.
Happens, who's ever left has, you know, a fighting chance.
Yeah, like, you know, there's that place that we have up in one of the poles, I think.
The Skarsgård bolt.
Yeah, where they have all the seeds and stuff, just in case if there's a big disaster, then they have all the
That's a real
seeds
place.
Of plants. Yeah.
The Svalbard seed vault.
And then this person's like, you know, I'm going to also put down, you know, little details and stuff in case people need them. Someone's like, I'm going to spray paint a penis.
Right.
Like, you know, like, what's
that?
So
where's that vault at?
I believe it's in Greenland or one of the,
I thought it was
Iceland,
in the North Pole.
Greenland, or it's somewhere that is very hard to reach, but it's also somewhere that has been calculated to like survive if there's like major flooding,
it would be Greenland,
et cetera.
If it's Iceland, it's not ice. So it would probably be Greenland.
That is interesting.
Yeah, there's a few of them. One with the seeds and then another one with like technology and... Mm.
Isn't there supposed to be someplace out west that's like that too? That has stuff like that underground in case...
I'm sure there's all over the world. Sure. Even like the richest of the world probably have their own personal type of...
vaults.
Yeah. Okay. But those are just some conspiracies where I'm like, oh, yeah. I don't believe this, but I could see this.
Yeah. On the morning of July 6, 2022, the Georgia Guidestones were heavily damaged by an explosive device. CCTV footage captured the vehicle leaving the scene shortly before the explosion. Destruction was significant enough that the remains had to be torn down.
Wow.
So not there anymore.
It's a strong bomb. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. I'll feel it, though. Hmm. The hell with that?
It was my stomach.
That tapeworm in you. Growling.
Growing older has been less mysterious ever since I started using Hormone Harmony to help with the symptoms of menopause. Between the sleepless nights, random hot flashes, mild mood swings, it was making it really difficult to focus, rest, and enjoy myself. Hormone Harmony has helped make traveling around with two young men in a mystery machine a lot more bearable. Hormone Harmony is not just for those of us suffering from menopause. Women who have symptoms of hormonal imbalances can benefit from Hormone Harmony. It has helped guide me through the mystery of menopause into a more harmonious journey through a natural process in each woman's life. The company behind Hormone Harmony, Happy Mammoth, advocates for women and helps them regain control of their hormones. With over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony, and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, more women are feeling more like themselves, now more than ever. Thank you, Hormone Harmony, for unmasking the monster behind my menopause. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MYSTERY at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MYSTERY for 15% off today.
Yeah, suck on it.
I told you that you'd probably be able to hear it through the mic. Oh, well. Now, like I said, the destruction was significant enough that they did have to finally tear it down. They had initially planned to rebuild the monument, but the commissioners decided in 2022 to donate what remains was left and return the land to the previous owner. And they decided against rebuilding, so they never rebuilt it.
I mean, it cost a lot of money. That's No, thank you.
Yeah, it would cost a lot more than what it was originally.
I mean, if it's granite, if you think of how much like a small headstone costs,
right?
Mm-hmm. And those were, I mean, tons and tons of huge pieces.
Emperor's stone was like 10 or 12,000, I think. It was so expensive, but we had also had a lot of engravings and pictures. We had pictures engraved on it.
That just feels, I mean, granite, we have it here in Indiana. Like, it's not like they're shipping it from Greece.
Mm-hmm. But see, hers did come from overseas somewhere.
Oh, well.
I can't remember where.
There's
only a certain place that you can get the black granite.
Okay.
And that's where it came from. So it took months for it to even get to the United States.
Just get a regular rock and carve something in it. Get you a hammer and a screwdriver.
Okay. The bombing still remains unsolved with no suspects publicly identified or motives revealed. So they don't even know why or who done it. They never have figured it out.
People just thinking it's the devil. That's a portal to hell. Let's blow it up.
Yep.
I don't know if, honestly, if I survived the end of the world, if I would want advice from mankind. I'm like, they're kind of the reason we're in this predicament right
That's
now.
True. I don't
know if I'll take north, south, east, and west and just ignore the rest. Let's get out of here.
Now, the Georgia Guidestones stood for over four decades, inspiring awe, controversy, and speculation. While the monument is no longer physically present, its legacy does continue throughout, and it does still spark debate on why it was even there. On Unmasked, I'll tell you what, 8 languages was on it, and I'll read the inscriptions, the inscription said.
Sweet.
And all languages? Also, no, not in all languages.
Barely in English.
Barely in English, that's exactly right. And there was also something that was underneath it, and it actually had it inscribed on it that there was a time capsule buried underneath it.
Oh.
And I'll reveal about the time capsule on Unmasked also.
A turd. No. That would be funny.
That would be pretty funny.
We've been waiting 100 years. What's in it? Oh. Gotcha. I'd put a turd and a laughing emoji sticker in there. You know, it's stories like those stones where it makes me think, like, for all the evolving humans have done, at our core, we're really just a bunch of apes still. Because I picture, you know, if there's something strange in, like, a spot of the jungle where chimpanzees live, they will, like, investigate it, and usually they're afraid of it, and most of the time, if it's live, they'll just kill it. They're like, oh, it's something different, something strange, let's kill it. I'm like, well, humans do that too.
Right.
Oh, I don't understand this. I'm afraid of it. Let's destroy it. Mm-hmm.
Let's kill it.
Right. Get rid of it.
I thought it was really interesting. I mean, I had heard about it, but I don't know that I really understood that it was a real place until I was
looking
through stuff
and I found it. I had no idea it was destroyed. I believe I've heard of it on like Ancient Aliens, possibly. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I thought it was a little older. There's another place in Florida where a man made like a coral labyrinth castle thing all out of this heavy coral rock. And he supposedly built it by himself, and nobody's sure how he did it because they're huge, heavy pieces. And there's claims that he had like a box and knew how to like manipulate gravity. It would like the same way that some people believe the Egyptians built the pyramids, that they had like some technology that enabled them to manipulate gravity.
I just wanted to say a musical phrase, but I knew Josh wouldn't get it.
Define gravity.
Yes. Every time he kept saying that, I was like,
Well, we know that he doesn't like music.
I know.
That is one I would go see is Wicked. They're
making the movie.
It is very good. I'd like to go see it again. I liked it a lot.
Like, I know that's one of the musicals I know the most about, like, Christian Chenoweth and the lady who played Elsa and Frozen have been, like, she used to be the Wicked Witch. Mm-hmm. And I know a couple of the songs from there just because they're on TV a lot. And I watched Glee when it first came out, but I would see that music.
We saw it in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good.
I like the really movie good. Grease, but I would never want to see like Grease the musical somewhere.
Oh, I was yeah. like, talking about Grease.
Not I know. I'm just, that's another musical. Oh, yeah, like
yeah. I would love movie. To see it. Another one I would really like to see is The Sound of Music, because I used to watch that all the time as a kid.
We saw Hamilton too.
Mm-hmm.
The musical.
Sound of Music was always, Sound of Music and the Grease were always two of my favorite shows, movies, or whatever growing up. And I would love to see both of them live. I think that'd be really cool.
I saw The Cursed Child.
Oh, yeah.
That was really good.
Was that a musical?
In Broadway? On Broadway? No.
Okay.
No.
Oh, thank God. I was like, don't tell me no, they made Harry Potter into a musical.
No, it wasn't.
I wouldn't be surprised. They did Beetlejuice. There's a Beetlejuice really? Musical. Yeah.
There is another one I would see. Dolly Parton's worked with the team on, I believe, Broadway, and they're doing a Dolly Parton musical. So I would see that.
Yeah.
We might have to look that up.
Yeah.
Might have to look that up. All right, Ruggie. On June 18th, 2022, Cody Allen Wayne was being a good son, and he called his mom.
Why?
She didn't answer the phone, so he decided that he was going to leave her a voicemail. After the voicemail, he didn't quite get the phone hung up. And the voicemail continued to run to where it caught him stabbing his mom's boyfriend 4 times, killing him.
Oops. Jesus.
Yeah, and they played it for his trial. He received 85 years in prison for his murder.
Damn.
And it was all caught on a voicemail.
For killing his stepdad?
It was her boyfriend.
Oh.
Yeah, they weren't married. It was her boyfriend. So I don't know what the backstory of it was. Maybe.
Boy, how many times have you thought about doing that?
Just whatever you do, don't call your mom and let her get recorded. In 2011, 53-year-old Michael Fuller from North Carolina walked into a Walmart store and bought a vacuum cleaner and a microwave for $476.
What a deal.
I know, right? Nothing wrong with that so far. While Michael attempted to pay for his purchases using $1 million note.
Got lots of those.
From the
I would have bought a pack of gum.
From the game Monopoly.
Oh, Jesus.
After demanding change of $997,524 from the cashier, the police were promptly called and he was arrested. He was charged with attempting to obtain property by false precedence with a bond of $97,000.
Jesus. Take this Monopoly money. God.
Mm-hmm. People are idiots.
All kinds of kinds.
Sorry, I wasn't single either.
Oh, I'm sure. Idiocracy is coming true. That movie came on my suggestions the other day. I was like, no, I can't.
Oh, yeah, this was a while back. I had only done one, so I made up for it on this one. In 2016, a bank employee, Alberto Lopez from Arizona, was suspected of stealing $5,000 from his workplace over the course of 3 months. He was reported to the authorities and he promptly quit his job and moved to Phoenix. In 2018, despite being a fugitive, Alberto applied for a job as a dispatcher at a local police department. On seeing his application and making the connection, the police couldn't believe their luck and thought the easiest way to catch him was to offer him a job interview. When he arrived, suited up and ready to impress, he was escorted to the jail.
Bless his heart.
Lord have mercy.
I don't understand people.
At least he was, clean, nice, and showered.
That's true.
You know, I've seen videos of people getting arrested with barely the drawers on.
Some of the things that you see at Walmart. Purse.
Let me put some pants on at least. Nope. Sorry. Right. Sorry.
Do you guys ever follow those? I think it, I don't remember if it's a Facebook page that they have things that people wear to Walmart, and it has pictures of people from some of the outrage.
Pictures of you. People of Walmart. I think I've been on a similar site when I was dressed up for 80s day in beauty school. We stopped and on the way to school, and I heard a lot of see like someone's camera flash, and I'm like, I'm right here. I'm taller than you all. I see everything. Like,
what was you dressed like?
I had like, my hair was all big and glittery, and I had a headband on. I had like an off the shoulder cut off t-shirt and a blue tank top, short shorts, and blue leg warmers. So it's not like something I wear every day. It was a themed 80s day. You know, I love a theme, and I didn't know we were stopping on the way.
I know how you love your themes.
How many times has that bit me in the ass where I'm like, I'm going to wear this flashy outfit today. I ain't going nowhere. And then I end up going everywhere.
That seems the way it is. Anytime I would wear a t-shirt, if I knew I was going out somewhere when we worked in hell, I would not wear one of the company t-shirts so I could go out and not have to. You know, but it never, every time I wear a company t-shirt, I was like, oh, I need to stop by this on my own. Yeah.
I had a Lady Gaga shirt that said, I'm a free B word on it, except it actually said the word. I stopped wearing it because every time I did, I'd get in a situation where I had to meet like a good friend's parents one day, and we went out to dinner, Red Lobster, all unplanned, but I was in that shirt, and I was mortified. Right. I'm like, very nice to meet you. Lady Gaga's got her, like, you can see everything but the nipples.
That's hilarious.
It is funny. That Lord. Is funny. All right.
I was like, I'm just going to stop wearing this shirt because it's getting me in trouble.
Don't forget to follow us on all of the social medias. Shane and Shasta's Rabbit Hole on Facebook.
Come play in our hole.
Come play in the hole. Come visit us on our website. It's mysteryinc.com. You'll find all of our episodes there and pictures of us and merch. Our merch store's there. You'll find Josh's little dicks and his Amazonite necklaces and, of course, our t-shirts and cups and everything under the sun, it seems like. In 2011, 53-year-old Michael Fuller from North Carolina walked into a Walmart store and bought a vacuum cleaner and a microwave for $476.
What a deal.
I know, right? Nothing wrong with that so far. While Michael attempted to pay for his purchases using $1 million note.
Got lots of those.
From the
I would have bought a pack of gum.
From the game Monopoly.
Oh, Jesus.
After demanding change of $997,524 from the cashier, the police were promptly called and he was arrested. He was charged with attempting to obtain property by false precedence with a bond of $97,000.
Jesus. Take this Monopoly money. God.
Mm-hmm. People are idiots.
All kinds of kinds.
That's probably weird. Wasn't single either.
Oh, I'm sure. Idiocracy is coming true. That movie came on my suggestions the other day. I was like, no, I can't.
Oh, yeah, this was a while back. I had only done one. So I made up for it on this one. In 2016, a bank employee, Alberto Lopez from Arizona, was suspected of stealing $5,000 from his workplace over the course of 3 months. He was reported to the authorities and he promptly quit his job and moved to Phoenix. In 2018, despite being a fugitive, Alberto applied for a job as a dispatcher at a local police department. On seeing his application and making the connection, the police couldn't believe their luck and thought the easiest way to catch him was to offer him a job interview. When he arrived, suited up and ready to impress, he was escorted to the jail.
Bless his heart.
Lord have mercy.
I don't understand people.
At least he was, you know, clean, nice, and showered.
That's true.
You know, I've seen videos of people getting arrested with barely the drawers on.
Some of the things that you see at Walmart.
Let me put some pants on at least. Nope. Sorry. Right. Sorry.
Do you guys ever follow those? I don't remember if it's a Facebook page that they have things that people wear to Walmart, and it has pictures of people from some of the outrage.
Pictures of you.
People of Walmart. I think I've been on a similar site when I was dressed up for 80s day in beauty school. We stopped and on the way to school, and I heard a lot of see like someone's camera flash, and I'm like, I'm right here. I'm taller than you all. I see everything.
What was your dress like?
I had like my hair was all big and glittery, and I had a headband on. I had like an off the shoulder cut off t-shirt and a blue tank top, short shorts, and blue leg warmers. So it's not like something I wear every day. It was
only half of them, a
themed 80s day. You know, I love a theme, and I didn't know we were stopping on the way.
I know how you love your themes.
How many times has that bit me in the ass where I'm like, I'm going to wear this flashy outfit today. I ain't going nowhere. And then I end up going everywhere.
That seems the way it is. Anytime I would wear a t-shirt, if I knew I was going out somewhere when we worked in hell, I would not wear one of the company t-shirts so I could go out and not have to. You know, but it never failed. Every time I wear a company t-shirt, I was like, oh, I need to stop by this on my own. Yeah.
I had a Lady Gaga shirt that said, I'm a free B word on it, except it actually said the word. I stopped wearing it because every time I did, I'd run into or get in a situation where I had to meet like other, like I met a good friend's parents one day and we went out to dinner, Red Lobster, all unplanned, but I was in that shirt and I was mortified.
Right.
Oh my God. Very nice to meet you. Lady Gaga's got her like, you can see everything but the nipples.
That's hilarious.
It is funny. That is funny. All right.
I was like, I'm just going to stop wearing this shirt because it's getting me in trouble.
Don't forget to follow us on all of the social medias. Shane and Shasta's Rabbit Hole on Facebook.
Come play in our hole.
Come play in the hole. Come visit us on our website. It's mysteryinc.com. You'll find all of our episodes there and pictures of us and merch. Our merch store's there. You'll find Josh's little dicks and his Amazonite necklaces and, of course, our t-shirts and cups and everything under the sun, it seems like. Also, we would love for you to come and join us on our Patreon. We have so much fun on our Patreon.
We do.
Our Patreon are very awesome people.
I started doing little cooking videos at it on there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to do, someone mentioned in the comments about, we'll have to have you guys doing like, that's nice.
Yeah, we need to figure.
Kim's going to do a striptease.
Ooh,
that's nice.
Hey, you there.
You're ridiculous.
I'm with child.
Of course I'm wearing bottoms.
So please come and join us on Patreon. You never know when we're going to be giving stuff away. If we're going to play a game. We do all kinds of stuff on there. It's a lot of fun.
And if you listen to us, you know how much I love to give it away.
That's for sure. And of course, I'll be having another blanket on there eventually to auction off. You want to don't want to forget that. I work my fingers to the poor little bones.
She hooks and she hooks and she hooks.
I do. It's awful.
Send her chapstick, everybody, and some knee pads.
Bless her heart.
Ridiculous. Just kidding. Don't really, because they might.
All right. Are we all done?
Yeah. We'll see you guys on Unmasked.
All righty. Bye.
Bye.